If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Good morning. Hi, it's Wendy in for Bob, and it's time to play my favorite drinking game. When Steve Burness says the tip-off to the rip-off, chug your coffee. Hi, Steve, how are you?
Good morning.
Steve, you know what the biggest scam or spam is this morning? Our phones. We need a new phone in the studio. How are you, Steve?
Joe may have done it. I'm doing well.
Joe fixed it. I got to tell you that. All right.
Maybe tip off to the ripoff. How
ding,
are you?
Ding, ding. I'm doing great. All right. So let's talk about Memorial Day is right upon us. I can't believe it is coming up this weekend already. And there are going to be a lot of scams and spams out there that target our military, our veterans, and of course, consumers. What should we look out for?
Well, Wendy, the scammers are ruthless. They'll go after anybody, and they use obviously the holiday to the Memorial Day to go after them. So it always seems that the con artists will always try to grab any type of money they can from usually fake sales, phony charity donation appeals, or even going after the military members with VA benefit scams, or that we can help you out further in some way because of your service. They try to exploit these individuals, unfortunately, and they steal hard-earned cash. And one of the biggest ones is always that fake charity. So we want to make consumers to give, but give wisely. It's always to get more information about the charity itself and do your research and not just listen to somebody on a phone call who's asking for money or your credit card information or they can help you today. That's the tip off the rip off, truly, on those. They want you to act quickly and not think about it, even though they promise you everything under the sun on those.
That is really the key, where someone forces you to make a decision right here, right now, because you could always just say, you know what, I'm going to think about it and I'll get back to you. That would be a good way out of it, isn't it?
It would be. And most people, get scammed, always think about it, and they should have done that in the first place. Is never go with even somebody comes to your door wanting to try to sell you something. You always say no or don't open the door because you still got to get three bids. You know what I mean? So you still have to do the research and get other individuals to see, what are they? Is there somebody better than an organization? The scammers want your money now. They don't want you to stop. They want you to stop giving their credit card, do everything like that. It's a 30-minute rule, as I always say, and the only thing 30 minutes is buy us a pizza, and that's about it,
Don't say that. Now I want a pizza delivered in 30 minutes. Okay, here's the thing that I don't understand. I tool around on social media a lot, and you will see a story that, first of all, you don't know if it's true or not, but then it says the link is in the comments. So then you go to the comments and you click on the link. Is this harmless or am I trying to be scammed here?
Well, sometimes you can be scammed. Most stories are okay, but unfortunately, the scammers found a way. They call that basically clickbait. So either it's a fake news story, somebody's been killed, can you believe this, or look at this picture. And what happens is that you click on the link, it goes to a third-party site. And sometimes what the scammers are doing now is actually putting it, click here for more information on the story. So, you get read the first two paragraphs, and a lot of legitimate organizations have that, where you just click here for further the story. But sometimes those are links that actually take you to a nefarious site to steal your, information or put malware on your computer. So it's best when you hover over that with your mouse and see where that actually that URL is going to, because the scammer is finding ways to make you click on a link in more ways than you would ever think, and it's changing each and every day, and especially with the assistance of AI.
All right. Another thing that I've noticed on social media is sometimes there are work from home jobs that are advertised. And it's not like an ungodly amount of money, but it's like, I just fill in occasionally for Bob or Lisa or whatever. So I was like, maybe I should look into these, but I'm sure that's a scam, right?
Yeah, the work home offers are similar to the old days where you say making money, stuffing envelopes, you know, paying you online for either making money, clicking on the links. You know, we'll give you a job if you just sit there at home and click on links and you get paid for that. The key to this, or tip off to the rip off on this, Wendy, is basically asking for fees. So we had some consumers in our area, one lost $37,000 and one lost $3,000. So basically, they basically say that you have to pay $500 to, you know, start the process to be involved in this group, and then they ask you for more money to move up in levels to get other individuals to do the same thing you just did, to get others, like a pyramid type scheme.
Yeah.
So the key to that, Wendy, is anybody asking you for money to make money, that's the tip off to rip off. Nobody should be paid for ways to make money. And once you get involved in this, they keep sucking money out of your account until you realize it's a scam, then you stop them. And that's sometimes people lose their life savings, Wendy, on those.
That is so sad. All right. Well, if you get scammed, of course, you can report it at BBB.org. And if you're going to hire someone, go check out their background on BBB.org, correct?
Exactly. We're a referral agency. Most consumers think it's a complaint agency, but we're actually an education agency and a referral agency. So we can help you find businesses you can trust. If you're looking for a plumber, an air conditioning company, a lawn service, go to BBB.org. And we have information on all these businesses. And the BBB accredited businesses, the ones that have the seal, which is a sign of a better business.
Give us one more for the drinking game, will you?
The tip off to the rip off. Have a great day, Wendy.
Thank you, Steve. I love him. Steve Burness from the BBB.